G'day, we hope you're enjoying our podcast. Producing a podcast is costly, both time and money. If you'd like to show your support and offer a one-off payment, even the price of a coffee or a beer, that'd be greatly appreciated and would go a long way to support us. If you'd like to leave a donation, head to the show notes of this episode and click on the Acast supporter link. Be sure to leave your message of support too. Thanks again.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The thoughts and opinions shared in this podcast are just that. It's up to the listener to decide what is true and what is not true. This podcast talks about domestic violence and death. It contains adult themes and coarse language. If you need help or you are affected by such issues, you can contact your nearest help centre, such as Lifeline on 13 1114 or DV Connect on 1800 811 811. Discretion is advised.
Hello, BBRers. It is Jamie here, and man, has it been a long time since I've been on your airwaves. It feels great to be back broadcasting because I got some very good news. And before I get into that, I hope everyone's doing well. A lot's happened in my life. I'm sure a lot's happened in your life since we last did an episode. All that aside, though, today is a good day. It's one step closer to the goal we've been working towards for so many years. Please excuse my voice at the moment. I've got the flu or maybe got the flu. I don't know what it is, but I got something going on. And anyway, this morning I was struggling to get out of bed and I got a text message from Alison saying, we need to talk. It's urgent, very important. So Alison calls me. She tells me the best news I've heard in a very long time. It was that Paul McDonald is being charged as we speak for the murder of her daughter, Kira McLaughlin. I just about jumped out of bed. I couldn't believe it. I still can't believe it because this is the goal that we've been working towards for so many years, and particularly Alison. This has been Alison's reason for living for almost 8 years. In a couple of weeks, it'd be 8 years. So it's a massive step forward. We're very ecstatic, very happy. And when I spoke to Alison, she was just over the moon. She was so happy. But you can imagine it's been a massive day for her. She's had lots of people contact her, lots of media requests. She's a bit zonked at the moment, so she's taking some time to process what's happened and just soak it all in. But hey, I'm here, and I know it's been a long time, but I did say I would broadcast when I had something to say, and now we do. So how good's that? We got a charge. The Queensland Police Service did a press release. One thing they posted on their website, if you go to Queensland Police News, you will see, today at 11:04 a.m, detectives have charged a 40-year-old man following extensive investigations into the murder of Kira Lee McLaughlin at Woolvi near Gympie in 2014. The 27-year-old woman was located with a severe head injury after allegedly being assaulted at a Beenham Valley Road residence at around 3:30 p.m. on July 17. She was transported to the Gold Coast University Hospital, where she was pronounced deceased the following day. Her death was the subject of a coronial inquest in 2020 and 2021. Following the inquest, Homicide Investigation Unit, or the HIU, reviewed the case, and subsequently an investigation centre, an IC, was established in Gympie. As part of a full review into the case, detectives from Criminal Investigation Branch Gympie and the HIU identified and interviewed additional witnesses, re-interviewed previous witnesses, and sought further expert medical advice relating to the incident. Following extensive investigations, detectives arrested a 40-year-old man in Brisbane this morning. He has been charged with one count of murder and is due to appear in the Brisbane Magistrates Court today. Earlier today, I spoke on the phone with Peter Boyce, Alison's lawyer, and this is what he had to say. All right, Peter, so we got some good news today.
We did. And let's put it this way, good news for all, but more particularly for Alison, who's been the person who's been responsible for never giving up.
100% agree with you on that one. Alison has been the rock to this whole thing, and without her, it would have crumbled. So, and also to yourself, though, Mr. Boyce.
I think I'm lucky, but it's been a real privilege to work with Alison, and you just can't conceive what she's been through. And then to go to the inquest and find the evidence that was obtained and provided, and by that I mean the lengths to which the coroner's office went to get medical evidence, you know, that's really significant. And in one sense, it's a long way to go because he's only just been charged and he's entitled to his trial and defence, and that's fine. But at the end of the day, the coroner's finding was the strongest I've seen. But again, I think the forensic and the medical evidence that we've got, that's really important that the coroner got, and I think that put another perspective on it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Absolutely. So what was your involvement with today? What happened with you today?
I knew that things were going to happen today. I didn't quite know what it was because they didn't tell me, but I sort of thought, well, only be ringing for one reason, hopefully, because that's been our aim. Because obviously, straight after the inquest, when the findings were handed down, we went and wrote to the commissioner, and it's gone from there. And we wrote to the commissioner on the 8th of June in 2021, so a bit over 12 months to the day, the investigations at least led to a serious charge against Mr. McDonald. So let's hope that end of the day, Alison will still be there, and Alison will now for herself see what defence or what evidence they might want to run.
Exactly.
So that she can, I suppose if you put yourself in Alison's shoes, she's always been of the view that things that criminal acts had been occurred or had taken place. So she's extremely grateful for the coroner's findings, but that was just the next step in the process to say, well, we need to go and see if the police can look at this much more closely than it had been looked at. And thankfully that's been done, and no doubt there's much more to come.
There is, yeah. And so what happens from here on?
Well, he's got his next court mention date is the 8th of August. Okay. And there'll be obviously collection of the brief of evidence. There'll be documents, and all the evidence that the prosecution rely upon will be provided. Then there'll either be a committal hearing, or he'll be committed for trial. And if he's committed for trial, it'll probably be this time next year, or even later before a trial was held. So there's a fair way to go, but we wouldn't get to this point if he wasn't charged with anything.
Exactly. So it was a charge of murder too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's the findings of the coroner, I don't think I've ever seen a stronger finding than what we received in the coroner's finding. So that says it all.
It does say, yeah. It's incredible. And I just want to thank you for all your hard work you've put into this.
I'm just a small cog in this. You know, you've done truckloads of work and hours and hours, and also created an awareness that Alison wouldn't have been able to achieve. But more to the point, when it's all said and done, we go back to the one person that's the common denominator, and that's the work of Alison.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more.
So,
well, thank you very much.
A fair bit of water to go under the bridge yet, but we'll just wait and see.
We will. We'll keep us posted, and thanks for everything.
Okay, mate. Thank you.
No worries.
See ya.
So that's it from me. Hopefully I'll be back on the airwaves very soon when I have more to report. I just want to thank each and every one of you for listening to this podcast, for sharing it, for supporting us. It really means so much. You have no idea, especially to Alison, to know that the whole world's got her back. It's just awesome. Later, people.
Boonan Valley Road is a 610 Media production. This episode was written, recorded and produced by myself, Jamie Poltz. It was mixed and mastered by Johnny Powell. Our theme song, Peace of Heaven, is by Pete Allen Music. You can find him on all social medias and download his music wherever you listen. Our cover art photo was taken by Joel Poltz. You can head to our website, www.610mediagroup.com, to look at pictures and read our blogs. Also, check us out on social media at Boonan Valley Road for Instagram and Boonan Valley Road for Facebook. And please, guys, don't forget, give us a rating and review on iTunes or Spotify, wherever you listen. It really helps us out. So thanks again for listening, guys, and stay tuned.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.